T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, time for the Richmond Market Minute. And Mike Lavery from Wells Fargo Advisors is still standing this morning. How you doing? What do you think as we head towards the end of this week?
You know, John, it's, I know you guys were talking earlier about are we ever going to get back to normal? Mm-hmm. And I literally made a note while I was listening to you guys saying, well, I'm not sure what normal is or what normal is going to be. But I think we're trying to do that here on Wall Street right now. We had a fairly noticeable sell-off, would have been a hugely noticeable sell-off under normal circumstances. The Dow was down about 700 points early yesterday morning, turned that around, closed positive by about almost 200 points, 188. John, that's the first time in, what, over 2 weeks that we did not finish with a plus or minus of at least 1%. Of course, we had plenty of them way higher than that. John, it doesn't seem like that long ago you and I were, you know, talking about, I guess it was in January, where we were had gone the longest streak, or one of the longest streaks ever, where we didn't have a 1% move. I almost longed for those boring days again. But I think we're trying to get back to normal here on Wall Street, or at least a normal discounting process for stocks and bonds. John, one thing that I know everybody is keeping an eye on, and WRVA always does a great job of letting folks know what's going on in the world. When you guys are tracking the number of coronavirus cases, both active and people that are cured, and unfortunately people that have passed, mm-hmm. that's going to be an important number. What I'm going to track to help us give some measure of where we are in the economy is going to be the initial jobless claims number.
Right.
John, our folks may remember that you and I have been commenting every Friday morning about how low those have been now for several months, in the just over 200,000 range. That's historically, those are all-time lows. I like to see them under 300,000 because that's a sign that you're in a growing economy. Yesterday's number came in at plus at 281,000. Now, like the coronavirus, we are all expecting a big spike in that over the coming weeks, particularly if we get the stimulus package out of Washington. So what we're going to do is we're going to track that number, but just like we're going to track when coronavirus begins to roll over in numbers, initial jobless claims is going to be a very good litmus test, I think, for folks out there to say, all right, now that we see the cases of coronavirus going down, how is that impacting our, you know, the people that are getting back to work or no longer being put out of work? So I'll watch that number and we'll keep reporting on it. But I think that'll be a critical one. Not critical. That'll be a good canary in the coal mine for us to say, hey, we've turned the corner from a jobs number standpoint, and that'll be a good leading one. So we'll keep an eye on initial jobless claims every Thursday going forward.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's going to be a bloodbath here in the short term. I mean, I've got my cousin lost her job yesterday. I mean, I'm getting emails and texts from people saying, you posted a job opening at the radio station. Are you all still hiring? I mean, there's desperation for a lot of folks.
We know markets hate uncertainty.
Right.
All right. Well, the fact that we are going to have huge numbers of initial jobless claims.
Right.
That's not an uncertainty. Okay,
that's
a certainty.
Yeah.
So we have priced that certainty in. What we want to see now is, and you and I chatted about this in a later morning session yesterday, We need to see more of Elizabeth Warren and John Reed working together. We need bipartisanship in Washington today and this weekend as they hammer out the stimulus package that we're going to see. The Fed is going to be in the market huge again today. We already know that. They've been a great stabilizing factor. So the Fed's doing their job. The Treasury Department's doing their job. You know, Gary and John and Adam are doing their job, keeping everybody informed. We're trying to hold down the fort in markets so people can have access. Now it is time for our elected officials to do their job, pull themselves together, literally and figuratively, and that will be sort of the last domino. That'll be the last piece that we'll need to say, all right, now we're fully engaged to take care of this problem, and it'll just be a question of time.
All right, Mike, we will talk to you again if we start to see things move this morning. I appreciate sincerely the fact that you've been so available to us. So, you know, buzz me if you
John,
or text
we'll be
if
ready,
you see something.
And anybody can spell my last name, Lavery, L-A-V-E-R-Y. If you Google Mike Lavery, WRVA, I'm almost always the first my homepage is.
Yeah.
And over the weekend, if you're bored, you need a question answered or have a specific thing you need to chat about, I'll be answering lots of emails this week because I won't be watching sports or playing golf either.
Yeah, all right. Mike Lavery, Wells Fargo Advisors. Thank you.
Investment product and services are offered through Wells Fargo Advisors. Wells Fargo Advisors is a trade name used by Wells Fargo Clearing Services, LLC. Member SIPC. This is for informational purposes only. An individual risk tolerance and investment objective must be reviewed prior to making any specific recommendations.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.